This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of people in the area are on your fire, officials say the campfire has literally destroyed the town of Paradise. CAL FIRE Captain Joe Chavez says,
I don't know if the whole town has burned down. I don't know how many structures have burned. The numbers are definitely in the hundreds, if not the thousands.
He spoke on NBC's Today show in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire threatening 30,000 homes at the Los Angeles-Ventura County line. The gunman who killed 12 people in a Ventura County bar in Thousand Oaks, California on Wednesday night may have been on social media during the shooting. TMZ says former Marine Ian Long had a gun in one hand and his phone in the other and was posting to Instagram. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Days after the elections and a U.S. Senate race in Florida remains undecided. The Republican Senate candidate and current Governor Rick Scott still holds a slim lead over incumbent Bill Nelson, but Scott's accusing some counties in the state of election fraud. Last night announcing he's suing Broward and Palm Beach counties over it.
I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election from the great people of Florida.
The incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson says in a statement that Scott's actions are, quote, politically motivated and born out of desperation. President Trump will be in Paris today with other world leaders commemorating the end of World War I. The ceremony will mark the 100th anniversary of the armistice, which brought an end to the war in 1918. It's a national holiday in France. The president will also meet with French President Emmanuel Macron at the event. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Demonstrators in the streets of several major U.S. cities and a fair amount of small ones last night, joining calls for protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the president's campaign in 2016. This protester outside the White House said,
No one is above the law, and we definitely need to protect Mueller.
Demonstrators want Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who was named after Jeff Sessions, resigned a few days ago, to recuse himself from supervision of the Mueller investigation. A federal judge now holding up the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline again. This time it's Judge Brian Morris of the District Court in Montana who wrote the government needs to redo its analysis to look at climate change, the impact of oil spills and endangered species, and include cultural resource examinations along the pipeline's route. The nephew of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she's up and working and making jokes again. That after she fell in her office in Washington the night before last, she was hospitalized when it was determined she had suffered some broken ribs. She's expecting to be back to work soon, according to her nephew. At 85, Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the nation's highest court. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you, America. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello to you. Good to have you with us. Award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker joins us because we've got some important dates on the calendar to consider here. Veterans Day coming up this weekend. Bruce Kaufman, let's say hello to you first. We've got Veterans Day officially on Sunday, observed on Monday. And, of course, before then, being a former Marine, we have to acknowledge our birthday, our 242nd, on Saturday. That would be tomorrow, November the 10th. So lots to celebrate this weekend.
Yeah, that's I just seen that. I'm not a former Marine, but I see that you guys are celebrating an anniversary again. And yes, and it is Veterans Day on Monday. So yeah, happy Veterans Day and happy Marines Day to all you Marines and former Marines.
I tell you, I want to give notice and a shout out to all those businesses across the country that are offering local Veterans Day deals for vets. Wow, you know, it's overwhelming to see what they have to offer. In fact, you ought to go to, you can check out the website, which is militarybenefits.info. And it's all right there, militarybenefits.info. And you can check out your local area. It's by state, all the different. I mean, we got, you know, free meals, discounts, national retail travel, service deals, discounts, freebies, local area free meals and discounts. I mean, people are just this has kind of been mushrooming. You know, it's just been growing and growing every year. And I really want to give a shout out to all these businesses and for the vets. I want you to take note of this because it's their way of thanking you, and beyond Veterans Day, if there's any way that you can support them, then you need to understand that they are pro-vet. They are offering, you know, some of their services, and they will offer, you know, in many cases, both on Sunday and Monday. Some even extended even a little bit longer than that. But each offer is unique to the retailer and to the organization that's offering. So all kinds of good freebies right there for you.
As well, there should be, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're grateful for that. So as we and pause and consider that Veterans Day, a lot more than, you know, hot dogs and family picnics. Again, as we've had this conversation, gosh, almost every year, Bruce, that you and I have been together, and it's now been over 10 years that I've had the honor to have you on the show with regularity here, and it's so cool. But, you know, one of the things we always talk about is to the reconnection of our, you know, our patriotic roots, you know, this country. And I always say that these are perfect times to set aside just a few moments to, you know, reconnect with the U.S. Constitution, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I mean, The number of, I mean, just a shout out to the veterans who, I mean, you're talking about all those retailers and all those businesses that are offering, one of the reasons they're offering them is because we are a free country because of the veterans who have defended our right, our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a total payback, and it should be.
Well, and it is, and when you think about it, I was speaking with someone this morning before you and I got on the air about, you know, the number of vets. First of all, now it's less than 1%. I think during the Vietnam era it was a double-digit percentage, but, I mean, it wasn't like it was 50% of America went to Vietnam. I mean, it was, you know, still maybe in the teens, I think is what the number was that, you know, went in because it was a conscription process. So more of us got involved in the military, and now it represents about 1% of our, you know, of our citizens. And when you think beyond that, Bruce, and you drill it down and consider the guys that actually, and women as well, that find their way in a combat zone, it's a fraction of even of that 1%. Thank God for that it is a fraction, but nonetheless, I mean, what they've had to endure and what we're dealing with in terms of the effects of PTSD, them coming back, you know, the vets coming back and having such a difficult time, you know, finding jobs, even though it's a very job-healthy market that we're in right now. You know, there's some creative things that some of these entrepreneurs and some of these leaders are coming up with to engage veterans, to get them involved. Because we have to do something seriously about the suicide rate among vets. I mean, still 20, 22 a day. I mean, that's just unconscionable. And, of course, we just had, you know, the incidents in Thousand Oaks, California, and there's still a lot more to understand exactly what happened there. But, you know, we've got, 13 people dead as a result.
Yeah. And one of the things that, I mean, yeah, we need to, I mean, to touch on your point a little bit, we need to reintegrate the veterans into our society, because a lot of times most of us have no idea the kind of situations they find themselves in. And so coming back, and as you say, PTSD and all the other things that they have, and sometimes they feel like they're a separate part of the country because the rest of us don't understand what they've been through. So, yeah, it's absolutely important that we do everything we can to reintegrate them into them and show them how much we appreciate the sacrifices they've made for us.
Without a doubt. There's a movie that was just released last week, Indivisible, and it gives you a perspective of PTSD from a chaplain's point of view. And it's a true story. It really helps tell the story because there are so many to be told. But it helps tell us the story here, even from a pastor's point of view. And people think, well, why would a pastor have a, you know, have any conflict? Why would they have any problem? Are they impervious, you know, because they're serving God? Well, they're our fellow human beings. And whether it's a pastor, whether it's somebody who is, you know, a grunt, as they would say, somebody who carries a gun and is actually, you know, right there dodging bullets and shooting bullets. I mean, you know, everybody has their own individual story and consequence as a result of being in combat.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's fine that one of these points that you and I have made before, it's fine that we acknowledge them and we honor them for the sacrifices, but I think we should be more focused on preparing them for war, because the military budget, the training and all of those things, a lot of times they're going in there without the necessary equipment, without the necessary training, because we're not funding the military the way we should. Or we should stop getting them into wars that perhaps we shouldn't be getting into. But one way or the other, when we do put them in the way of harm, we need to make sure that they're entirely trained, have the proper equipment and so on in order to survive that.
It's totally unconscionable, you know, what we've done, you know, to our sons and daughters, and, you know, to your point, Bruce, sending them off to war. I mean, the most recent glaring example was what happened, you know, in the transition of Bill Clinton to George Bush. It looks good on paper that we had, you know, this robust economy, we had this positive cash flow, you know, for the first time in a long time in our country. And, you know, but we did it at the cost of the military. So then when 9/11 comes, all of a sudden, to your point here, you know, there's a lack of training, lack of materials and that sort of thing. I mean, when you imagine, Bruce, if your son was in, you know, if you had a son and he was in combat and he's sending you a note and saying, hey, Dad, can you go down to Home Depot and grab me some sheet metal? And you go, why do I need to grab you sheet metal? Well, because our Humvee that we're driving around needs some extra protection. What? You know, the military's not doing that? I mean, these are the kind of things that was happening during that period of time, as you recall.
I do.
Yeah, it's a sad commentary, but I agree with you that we need to really get this fixed. That you know, I think we've had a tradition to know that you know, America still needs to protect itself. We're that shining light on a hill, and guess what? There's a lot of people shooting at that light. They want that light out. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run. Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent. Okay, a little bit ornery here and there, and that's just to, you know, keep the blood warm, all right? Otherwise, it just gets cold and sometimes can seem, you know, so unnecessary. I don't know, that's kind of a weird concept, I guess, but anyway, we're back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce Coffin is with us. Hey, Bruce, if you don't mind, you know, we were just talking off air, and we talked about this before, that you're hanging out with your brother, you're going to, you're there in Boston, and you're going to do something I know that can be a bit intimidating, and that is go on a college campus today. It's very difficult, and it almost seems like a combat. I mean, we're talking about Veterans Day. It almost seems like a combat zone these days when you go to, you know, an arena that normally has been the bastion for, you know, free thought and conversation and ideas. And, you know, sometimes, you know, here recently, we've got to go in with some trepidation and maybe walking on eggshells.
Yeah, I have, right, except that I'm not as famous as Charles Murray, so I'm not as worried about being, you know, pushed off the campus or attacked. But yeah, I'm going to be going to talk about our Bill of Rights. And as you know better than anyone, or as well as anyone, the Bill of Rights, there are certain Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, that are extremely controversial these days, and the young kids and most of the liberal Democrats are still adamant that we need to either repeal the Second Amendment or ignore the Second Amendment and you know, take all the guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, which is absolutely insane. So I'm not planning on focusing on that, but that's, I'm sure there'll be questions about that, so I will be talking about that.
No, and thank God that you are, and thank God that they're even open to consider. I mean, you know, we started our segment earlier about, you know, these historic benchmarks and bookmarks in our lives, like Veterans Day, that it's a time to reconnect with our patriotism and understand, you know, what the Founding Fathers had in mind. I mean, in coming in you know, putting together the U.S. Constitution, which I just say is so brilliant. I mean, Bruce, I mean, even today, who is available to design something like the U.S. Constitution? I don't know. I mean, and that might be a bit arrogant to say, but I just think we were so blessed to have, you know, patriots like our Founding Fathers and people that were open to ideas. And it wasn't like they all got together and had a kumbaya moment and said, slam dunk, here it is. I mean, boy, this was a battle, you know, to come up with a Constitution. Every line in the Constitution was fought over and debated, was it not?
It was. Every single point in the Constitution was fought over for basically 3 months in a very hot, humid Philadelphia in the summer of 1787. And, yeah, the Constitution is one of our protections, okay? I always say that the Declaration of Independence is our mission statement. The
yes.
Constitution is basically our instruction manual on how to carry out the principles in the Declaration of Independence, which we are under law, under God, all equal. We all have equal rights to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. So there's our mission statement, and the Constitution is our instruction manual on how to carry that out. But so is the Bill of Rights, and that's what I will be talking about, is that the American people, there wasn't a Bill of Rights in the Constitution, and there were several people at the Constitutional Convention that said, if you don't have a Bill of Rights in that, then you're never going to get this thing ratified. And it turned out they were right. So James Madison changed his mind and said, okay, I promise we will ratify the Constitution without a Bill of Rights, but I will introduce a Bill of Rights in the very first Congress. And that's exactly what he did. And okay, and so what he did, so he spelled out, we have freedom of press, we have freedom of religion, we have freedom of speech, we have freedom to assemble, we have freedom to petition our government for redress of grievances, we have the freedom to own guns. The Second Amendment does not give us the right to own a gun. It acknowledges that that is a God-given right that we've always had.
Right.
So, you know, this was our warranty. That's what I consider the Bill of Rights, our warranty. Just in case the Constitution doesn't work absolutely as advertised, then you change it. And the Bill of Rights are constitutional amendments that we've had 17 since the Bill of Rights. That's how the Founding Fathers created it. It was brilliant on their part.
Exactly.
They knew that it wasn't a perfect government, and they set up the way to change the government. They made it possible but not easy to do it. And that's, you know, that's the genius.
Exactly. And think about it, Bruce. All these years, 17 amendments, what does that say?
It says that it's not easy to
Well, it's not easy, but it's doable. The remedy
is
there.
It is absolutely doable.
Right. And so that their due process, that just as our founding fathers had to debate every line, every tittle of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that we have to go through that process. And when we honor that process, it seems to go well for us. It's when we violate that process that we get ourselves in trouble, like where we find ourselves right now.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so, this is right. Yeah, there's 17 amendments since the Bill of Rights. Not easy, but it is possible because the Madison and the Founding Fathers realized this isn't a perfect government. We're not a perfect people. We want to give you a way to change it as the times change. But you can't ignore it. You can't say this is a living constitution, therefore I can interpret it any way I want. The way you change the Constitution is amendments to the Constitution.
Exactly. Well, you and I laud the brilliance of these documents, and this is the foundation, and that's what we need to get to. The reason that we find ourselves where we're shouting people down and the rise of Antifa and all this incivility that's going on, it has nothing, or I shouldn't say nothing, but it has little to do with Nancy Pelosi being in control of the House, though, or Hillary Clinton. That really misses the point and undermines really the whole precedent of our government. I mean, you know, to say, well, it's only just about one party being control over another. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so the election, we now have a divided government. The fact of the matter is, historically, Americans like a divided government. Americans, whether you're whether Congress and the White House is controlled by the Republicans or all by the Democrats, a lot of Americans are wary about that. One party in power in the two political branches of the government? No, there are many. This is why in the midterms, historically, okay, so the Republicans lost the House. That happens almost all of the time, that the party in power in the midterm elections loses the House of Representatives. So it's not that unusual. It's not, in fact, it is usual. There have been three exceptions when the president in power didn't lose the midterms. One of them was Franklin Roosevelt in his first term because the people wanted to give him a chance to implement his New Deal policies in the middle of this unbelievable Great Depression. Second time was Bill Clinton. All right, in his second term, because the Republicans had impeached him and that went badly and the American people blamed the Republicans for that, he kept the House. The third time was George W. Bush in his first term because 9/11. So it is not, there have been three exceptions, but it is the rule that the party in power in the White House will absolutely lose the House of Representatives in the first midterm election. It's happened most of the time. It's not unusual.
Yeah, and even though some of these races continue to be battled out, we find out in Arizona, Bruce, that the numbers have flip-flopped a little bit. You got Sinema now leading by a number of votes there in Arizona. Of course, they're looking at hanging chads again in Florida. It is amazing there. If it wasn't so serious, it'd be a joke.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But the one thing, and I want to point out, you and I talked about this last time I was on the show, is that the Kavanaugh factor, absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
The one Democrat in a red state who retained his House, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, was the one guy who voted to confirm Kavanaugh. Every other Democrat on the Senate committee who was in a red state lost.
Well, quite telling. And then, of course, a conversation that they want to go after Kavanaugh and impeach him. And that's amazing to me because now we're finding out, you know, now it's after the whole show and everything, you know, the facts are coming out and it's very much in support of Kavanaugh's story, not Dr. Ford's or the other accuser's story. In fact, you had one gal come back and she admitted, she goes, yeah, I just made up the story.
Yeah.
I made up the story. Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
So I don't want the Democrats to be, I hope they're stupid because the same thing that happened to Republicans will happen to them with Clinton.
Yeah, there you go. Well, have fun today with the gang there in Boston.
Thanks,
give them our best. All right.
Happy
Veterans Day. Thanks, happy
y'all.
Marine Corps birthday. All right. Thank you, Bruce. Take care.
My pleasure.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of people in the area are evacuating, Northern California fire officials say the Camp Fire has literally destroyed the town of Paradise. Cal Fire Captain Joe Chavez says,
I don't know if the whole town has burned down. I don't know how many structures have burned. The numbers are definitely in the hundreds, if not the thousands.
He spoke on NBC's Today show in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire threatening 30,000 homes at the Los Angeles-Ventura County line. The gunman who killed 12 people in a Ventura County bar in Thousand Oaks, California on Wednesday night may have been on social media during the shooting. TMZ says former Marine Ian Long had a gun in one hand and his phone in the other and was posting to Instagram. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation? Your opinion counts here. It really does, and we need to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Let us hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Melissa Henson joins us now, the Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for the Parents Television Council. Melissa, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what is going on with Netflix? This penchant to market explicit content to kids, what are they out of control here or what?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, between programs like 13 Reasons Why, which glorifies teen suicide, they've got now an animated show called Big Mouth that's about puberty, mm-hmm. and it deals with genitals and teen sex and all these other issues in extremely graphic ways. And now, most recently, they've launched a reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Probably many of your listeners remember the Melissa Joan Hart version that was really very clean and kind of sweet, entirely wholesome, totally family friendly. But this new Sabrina the Teenage Witch is very dark and sinister. In the most recent episode, or one of the episodes, I guess, since they all come online at the same time, has a teenage Sabrina in the middle of an underage orgy scene. And there's also all kinds of occultist and satanic elements to this reboot as well that are really disturbing to see.
Well, parents need to be warned on this, Melissa, and I appreciate you coming on to sound the alarm on this, because we hear, you know, Sabrina, the teenage witch, and we think, oh, it's the harmless reboot of what we grew up with. And parents, if they happen to watch and catch what their kids could be watching, thinking, oh, it's all pretty innocent, and then you see this orgy scene, are you kidding me? I mean, this amount, I want to say it's not even soft porn. I mean, this is just porn, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that this is something that the Department of Justice would prosecute, but it is certainly very graphic and very explicit, especially considering the fact that they're using, these are teenage, high school age characters. And to put them in that kind of a situation is very troubling, very disturbing. Even if the show is not intended for a teenage audience, I mean, do we really want to be encouraging adult viewers then to look at teenagers in this way? It's troubling any way you cut it.
How can you say it's not targeting a teenage audience? You see some of these presentations from Netflix. I mean, it's geared towards these kids that are already, you know, in a sense, I mean, our culture has oversexed them already. I mean, when is enough enough here, you know?
Well, I mean, Netflix, they hide behind their ratings. So even though the shows that we're talking about are very clearly targeted to and intended to be viewed by teenage viewers, they think that because they rate it TVMA, that relieves them of any kind of responsibility for the dangerous messages they're putting in front of kids. So, you know, this is a very duplicitous game that Netflix is playing.
Well, what is, the PTC doing here, Melissa? Are they putting Netflix on notice, starting some sort of campaign to where parents are putting... I know that there's been other efforts being done where people are canceling their Netflix subscription because of this.
We have been putting pressure on Netflix in every avenue that we have available to us. And, you know, Netflix is a bit different from traditional broadcast or cable networks because they're not advertiser supported. So you can't put pressure on their sponsors because they don't have any. You can't file complaints with the FCC because they're not under FCC jurisdiction. So it's a different kind of animal here that we're dealing with. But what we are encouraging folks to do is if you do cancel your Netflix subscription, there are more family-friendly streaming services out there. Up has a Faith and Family streaming service. Dove has a streaming service. So there are more family-friendly options out there. So I would encourage folks to look into some of those alternatives. And when you drop your Netflix subscription, make sure you tell them why you're dropping it.
Exactly. Now, you have links on the PTC website?
Yeah, we've got a lot of information about our efforts with Netflix available at parentstv.org.
And just like that. Well, according to Hollywood's own survey, Melissa, you're reporting that consumers want cable choice. Explain to our audience about that.
Yeah, well, the cable industry has been really hurting, especially since the availability of streaming services has boomed in the last 5 to 10 years. And a lot of folks are finding that it's a lot cheaper to spend $7 to $10 a month for something like Amazon Prime or Hulu or Netflix or some of the other streaming services out there. And they're cutting their cable subscriptions because they can't justify spending $100, $200 a month for cable services anymore. I think there are a lot of people that would like to maintain a cable subscription, but they just don't want to have the high costs associated with it. So there's a lot of consumers out there that say that the forced bundling that you get with a cable subscription, forcing consumers to pay for channels that they don't want, and the high cost associated with these bundling schemes is driving them away from cable. And I think a lot of folks would happily return to cable if they had an a la carte option.
Exactly. Well, and thus opens the door, you know, of course, you get no puppy, as the ads used to say, oh, puppy, I get a puppy. And that is cable choice, right?
Yeah. You know, and frankly, that's, I think, the only way that the cable industry can save itself from, you know, total destruction right now in the face of the competition from streaming platforms. The only way I think that they can salvage the industry is by offering a cable choice or a la carte system.
You know, kind of amazing, and this being the land of the free and home of the brave, where we're holding on to our liberties, like all kinds of, we're kind of white knuckling it these days when it comes to our liberties. So whenever we can exercise our freedoms and have true choice, well then that's a very powerful inducement, and it's also something that you know, retailers and other merchandisers are beginning to understand, is that you know, their customers want to be rewarded with you know, with freedom of choice, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that the vast majority of people that now rely on streaming services, they've turned to those streaming services because they were unhappy with being forced into a cable bundle. They were unhappy about being forced to subsidize channels and content they didn't like or that went against their values. They objected to having to pay for MTV, for example, just so they could watch ESPN. So I think if the cable operators were wise, if they want to stop the hemorrhaging of customers, they would do well to offer some a la carte services or a stripped down version of their cable packages at a lower cost that is more affordable for consumers and gives consumers more control over the content coming into their home.
Exactly. We're talking with Melissa Hansen, Director of Grassroots Education and Activism for the Parents Television Council. Melissa, and this is an interesting story that you're reporting on right now regarding the firing of a CBS producer for inappropriate language. I say interesting only that it seems to highlight Hollywood hypocrisy, huh?
Absolutely does. I mean, we don't know the specifics of the inappropriate language that he was using in the workplace or that was the cause of his getting fired. But let's consider the fact that, you know, this is the same guy that was behind the ABC reboot of The Muppets that took these beloved child characters, you know, that have been associated with children's entertainment for not just years, but decades. The Muppets have clearly been identified with child viewers, and he inserted adult content, sexual innuendo, sexual references, drug and alcohol references on a program that's targeting kids. So, you know, you have to wonder, you know, where is this disconnect that they can say, okay, this is inappropriate for you to talk like this in a workplace, in a professional environment, but it's totally fine if you want to put that in America's living rooms in front of young children.
I mean, how do you get there with that? I mean, you can't, I guess you just can't see the fingers pointing right back at you. I guess that's what this all comes down to. Well, she is the Director of Grassroots Education, Melissa Hansen, with the Parents Television Council. Where can they go for more information? Remind them, Melissa.
Yeah, you can find us at parentstv.org. You can also look for us on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for the Parents Television Council official page.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, our thoughts and prayers go to the families in Thousand Oaks, California.
I've only got one life to live. I'll let every second point to Him. Only Jesus.
Back with the America 14 Minutes. Before the top of the hour, as our hearts continue to be heavy for those shooting victims in Thousand Oaks. The Thousand Oaks gunman went from Marine vet to mass shooter. There's, of course, stories of, a Las Vegas shooting survivor among the dead. It is just absolutely heartbreaking, and I know that many are asking the same question. You know, why are there so many mass shootings? Well, here to tell us and discuss more about this from Focus on the Family is Glenn Stanton. Glenn, good to have you back with us as always. This is a very, very heavy topic. With it, comes the entire panoply of emotions, does it not?
Well, I mean, it does. And you know, one of the poignant points that you just said was there's this young man who just a year ago was part of a mass shooting, one of the worst in Las Vegas. And right. Then, you know, succumbs, is killed by another one. I mean, that tells us, like, oh, my goodness. I mean, this is that somebody could experience two of these, and we all ask this question, what in the world is happening with our nation? And, you know, if anybody had a real answer for that, you know, they would be the wizard. But you can't explain evil other than evil does exist, and it dwells in the hearts of people. And unfortunately, those people are among us.
Yes. Well, I will say this, Glenn, if I can be so bold, and that is that if we accommodate evil, we'll get more evil, will we not?
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, that's what we've been talking about at Focus on the Family is just a culture of death breeds a culture of death. You know, in the sense of we, you know, when we dismiss life in the womb, when we are so ugly to one another, and, you know, when we denounce people and are, you know, are just so uncivil. And, you know, what I mean there is just, it's not the politics, but it's the road rage stuff, and it's just the way we treat one another. And, you know, the shooting thing is becoming a part of our culture in too many people's ideas, is that when you flip out, when you come to the end of your rope, you know what? Going out and shooting a lot of people is an option, you know? Now this is very rare in the minds of people, but as we know, the incidents of it are becoming all too common. And, you know, it's what do we do? How do we heal ourselves? How do we go back and, you know, put the genie back in the bottle, if you will, and in terms of this violence and this lifelessness?
Well, I think it's futile if we think we're going to do it of ourselves, Glenn. And I know that, you know, sometimes people don't want to talk about this because they don't want to talk about God. You know, the fact that you even brought up abortion. But all this is part and parcel to the environment and the incivility. It's not because of Hillary Clinton, not because of Donald Trump. Those are all, you know, they're not necessarily causes. They're a part and parcel, and they come along with incivility, you know, when people are being rude. The Bible talks about it in terms of shedding a brother's blood. And you don't shed their blood merely because you open up a vein. You do it by wounding them with the words you say. And, you know, when I watch television every night, because I do this for the show in preparation to understand, okay, what is happening in the body politic and the language that's being expressed by leaders, it's disgusting. You know, what they how they talk about each other, that they make statements as if they're fact, and when it's just emotion. And then we wonder why there's a lack of, you know, civility, you know. And I just think that sometimes maybe we just have to get to that point, like the drowning person, to where we get all the fight out of us, to where we finally relent and say, look, it, this is beyond our capacity. You know, we can talk all we want, you know, because, of course, immediately as soon as this comes out, it's got to be about gun control. And as I was having a discussion with Bruce Kaufman earlier, who's going to a college campus in Boston, and, of course, he's a little nervous because he knows that this is going to come up. And I said, well, you know, Bruce, there's a reason that there is a pushback on it. I mean, if everybody that is so emotional, and I'm not saying emotional like it's a disqualifier. Emotions are good. That's fine. And that should be a reason to have this debate. But we can't check in our brains and let them be, you know, let our intelligence be subordinate to our emotions. And there's a reason for the pushback, and that is that for every mass shooting that is reported, what is not being reported, because it's not so sexy and it's not so great to talk about in the mainstream news, especially when it's agenda-driven, we're not hearing about the, you know, what I think last year was 160,000 mass shootings that were averted because somebody had a gun to stop the bad guy.
Right.
You know,
right.
People don't want to talk about that, but that's the reason. I mean, it's reasonable to think, why is there pushback on this? Why doesn't everybody just fall in line and surrender their guns if emotions, you know, are correct?
Well, and that's exactly right. I mean, you make two very, very good points there. And one is, I mean, this was in California that has, you know, some of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation. I mean, it's you know, the liberals, you know, dream in California in terms of just gun control. And this man, you know, legally purchased his gun. And, you know, I mean, that's not the answer to things necessarily. But the other that's important for us to watch, and I was watching one of the network stations yesterday in their coverage, and they didn't mean to present it this way, but what they were presenting without them even realizing it was gentleman after gentleman after gentleman who was there talking about how they ran in to save people.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
You know, there's one guy, his hat's turned around. I mean, he looks just like a millennial slacker, but this guy was amazing. And he just talked about, you know, I had to get people over here. The shooter was coming in. I saw him. I knew we had to throw, you know, stools through the window and get people out. And so we hear story after story of, you know, these men who stepped up, and they're not necessarily brave heroes, but of course they were, because in the moment where it was needed, they did what was needed, and they did it in a heroic, masculine sort of way. And the women that they talked to said, you know what, the men stepped up, and the men did what the men needed to do. And there was no talk about gender equity. Well, why didn't the women get to be heroes and stuff, you know? Everybody understood that men protect, you know, and women need to be and deserve being protected. And that's another important thing for us to recognize from yesterday, that, you know what, there is masculine virtue there, and it's plentiful in our nation, and that's very good.
But when you have, unfortunately, a dialogue and an agenda that says men should sit down and shut up, as the senator from Hawaii said, I mean, this is all ungodly stuff. You see, this is all incivility. This is not consistent with the way God looks at us, the way God designed it. I mean, basically, by saying that, you're saying God made a mistake. Right.
Well,
and I think that's pretty arrogant, you know, to say, you know, that men, I mean, just as you said, men do this because this is what we're wired to do, is to protect.
Well, and Bill, it was interesting. One of the channels that I saw yesterday, there was an older gentleman. I mean, he was, you know, maybe 30 years old. And he said that he went out of the bar with his son to take his son to safety. And he said, I did not go back in. And he started to cry. And he said, I maybe could have saved more people had I gone in. And he goes, and I apologize to the families who lost people. I might have saved you. I mean, he was bearing this within himself. You know, not to take anything away from women, but women are not inclined to do that. You know, the man saw the responsibility. The man saw what he could have done. And that is an amazing thing. And like you said, for us as a nation, and this senator from Hawaii and others who say that masculinity is toxic, that is a slap in the face of God. When he gave us this braveness of man to step in and make a difference and do good and protect the weaker among us.
As we continue to process this, Glenn, many in the area, around the country, I would say, we know who to go to. We're on our knees and on our faces, you know, prostrate before a holy God, and seeking his face and asking, you know, for comfort and peace for those families and the victims, but for this nation that continues to wrestle with this, and especially where we are and the divisiveness that exists in our country today, I mean, it is not going to be at the hands or the ideas of Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump. I'm sorry to break that news for you. It is going to be from a holy and almighty God who loves his children, and his heart is broken as well at this time. Glenn Stanton, Director of Global Family Formation. Thank you, Glenn.
Back and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Why is the black man black and